The owner of the horse that collapsed in downtown Salt Lake City gives a picture of a different healthy horse to the media. Several Mormon authors back a gay rider in his dispute with a Utah publisher, and members of Salt Lake City's Greek Orthodox parish meet to resolve a dispute over their priests' salaries. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, August 26th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The owner of a carriage for hire has admitted the picture she provided of a healthy horse is not the same animal that collapsed on a street in downtown Salt Lake City August 17th. Annette Overson apologized for providing the photo to media, saying it was a stupid mistake. She insists Jerry, the horse from the original incident, is alive and well after being treated for colic. More than 40 Mormon authors are backing a gay writer in his dispute with a Utah publisher over a reference to his partner. Authors Michael Jensen and David Powers King say Sweetwater Books, a division of Cedar Fort Publishing and Media, based in Springville, canceled publication of their young adult fantasy novel, Woven. The Salt Lake Tribune reports 41 Mormon authors have signed a letter asking publishers to base decisions on content, quality, and commercial viability, not on any other factor. Cedar Fort officials did not respond to requests for comment. Members of Salt Lake City's Greek Orthodox parish voted to reinstate their three priests with back pay during a special meeting yesterday, but the members also voted to ask the church's hierarchy to reassign one of the priests, at least temporarily, to help the parish through a financial crisis. The priests have not been officiating at services at Prophet Elias Church in Holiday or at the Holy Trinity Cathedral in downtown Salt Lake since the parish council voted for a 40% pay cut for the priests several weeks ago. Reporters were excluded from the meeting, but church members provided information on the proceedings afterward. Unified Police are investigating a vandalism incident at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Magna. The Salt Lake Tribune reports a church member discovered the damage on Sunday morning. Statues were destroyed, the kitchen was damaged, and fire extinguishers had been sprayed around the building. Police say the church has been vandalized twice this year. The body of a Weber County jail employee was found in Willard Bay on Saturday afternoon. Brigham Bradley had been riding a personal watercraft on Friday when it stalled. He sat on top of it while friends went for help, but when they came back, he disappeared. Searchers say he was not wearing a life vest. He was 32. Wild horse preservation groups were worried that Mustangs rounded up from the Fort McDermitt Paiute Shoshone Reservation in Nevada would be sold for slaughter. So they got together and bought 150 wild horses at an auction last Friday. They paid $200 a head for the Mustangs, just under $30,000 in all. They plan to send the horses to new homes in Nevada and California. The sale was held up temporarily by an order from a federal judge. Advocates had argued that the horses were governed by the same law that protects wild horses on BLM property, even though they were rounded up on tribal land. Olympic short track medalist Simon Cho has received a 2-year suspension from the International Skating Union after admitting he tampered with the skates of a Canadian rival. U.S. Speed Skating announced the decision Sunday. The suspension runs through October 4, 2014, which means Cho will not be eligible to compete for the U.S. short track team at the Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. Cho says he did it at the direction of former short track national coach Jae Soo Chun. Chun denies those allegations, but the ISU suspended him for 2 years through August 25, 2015, saying he violated the sport's code of ethics. And finally, Elko County Sheriff's deputies discovered more than 30 Chihuahua-type dogs packed into a broken-down RV at a gas station in Wells, Nevada on Friday. They found the dogs after an employee at the Flying J truck stop found a sick puppy in a trash bin. Deputies located the owners, who said they thought the puppy was dead. It was taken to a veterinarian, and 8 unhealthy adult dogs from inside the RV were taken to the Elko Animal Shelter. They described the RV as a filthy mess, but the owners were not arrested or cited. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, August 26th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.